turned off or switched to silent and use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of incoming in-committee items. To remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business that it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio video recorded, except for councillors considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have put precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use that chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant message should be kept to the following letters: Q for question, C for comment, P for proposed, S for second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Any apologies?
Thanks for
attending
as well.
So thank you. Any declarations of interest?
No,
We then move on to the action sheet from the 20th of May, item number 3. 12 to 14. Pages 12 to 14 there. Councillor Jackman, you want to end?
Thank you, Chair. Thanks for letting me in there. Chair, I do appreciate this wee item isn't actually on the action sheet, but it is something I had raised a number of months ago. It was just in regarding the review of the public toilets in the district, and I was just going to ask, is there an update, or even possibly could we get it maybe put onto the action sheet for the future meetings? Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, sir. Considering it's not on the agenda, we'll get that put on for next month, and the officer can speak to you after the meeting in relation to it. Proposer and seconder. Proposed. Councillor Andrews, seconder.
Thank you, Chair. Just taking this as read, so members will note the proposed schedule of meetings for the committees and working groups as set out in 4.0.
So if we're all happy, kind of proposing on a seconder for
that? I propose that we keep the meetings at the times and dates scheduled.
Move to item number 5, which is the report on the notice of motion water courses. And that's Councillor Truesdale, do you want to speak on that?
Thank you, Councillor Ryan. My sound is going in and out, so sorry if you can't hear me properly. I just wanted to say thank you to the officers for moving this forward. As it hasn't been carried out before, obviously it is a lot of work. But given the amount of flooding and time lost due to disputes over responsibility, I think it's really important to identify any and all water whereby council is the riparian owner. And I would also hope in the long term that it creates time saving for the council in deciding who owns what, and also cleaner flowing water courses able to get straight out to sea. I've spoken to Connor about new information that I got last week that's been sent to Council DFI and DERA regarding the weir, but there is still the retaining walls that have been sitting in planning for a year and a half. I have asked numerous times why planning can't respond to NIEA, but I haven't had any success. The importance of the weir to Newcastle is being severely underestimated, and residents are really fed up with the lack of any meaningful action. The weir, which connects to the wall's concrete arms, the weir connects to the walls via concrete arms, is very important for wildlife and fish. It maintains a minimum level within the Shimna River. This all will have severe repercussions if it isn't sorted towards the boating pond and back out towards Islands Park. In addition, over the last couple of months, three geese, a duck and an otter have all died in that boating lake. And I mean, the anglers who I talk to on a weekly basis are convinced that it's because of fermenting debris, which is gathering up, washing up against the sides of the boating pond because it's not getting cleaned out properly with a good flow. The riverbeds are also being exposed due to lack of control within the water, and this is all leading to a really bad sulfuric smell in the town on a hot day. Although many parts of the district are between the sea and the mountains, and I do not underestimate the issues and the work involved in this because of the geographical position of many of its towns and villages, but we need to take fast preparedness action, not just react all the time. So I'm glad to see that this has come before Ethne, and it is moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak on it? Connor, you want to
thank you, Chair.
Comments on it?
Yep. No, just to highlight that the purpose of the report is to facilitate discussion on a notice of motion received from Councillor Treesdale as deferred from the Council meeting on 1st of December 2025 in accordance with the concerning watercourses. So obviously members have all had an opportunity to read the contents of the report, so taking the rest of it as read, members are asked to consider the motion, note the ongoing work by Council as detailed in Section 2 of the report, and consider the recommendations of the notice of motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor. Any comments? Harry, you're the first.
Sure, thanks very much. And more or less, I'd like to support the recommendations that are before us this evening. And thank the member for bringing the motion for us.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for choosing. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin.
So, everyone else, everyone content then with it? Everybody online now? So, proposed by Councillor Truesdale of Wales Anger then? Councillor Clark. Willie.
Hello. Thanks, Chair. Sorry, I got delayed joining you. Was there any amendments to the motion, Chair?
No, as read.
Just as read. Right. No. Chair, I'm happy enough with the recommendations. It's just in regards to, you know, the weir element. While the council have planned works for, you know, their piece of wall in and around the weir, you know, I think it's important that all organisations work together to see if they can get a, you know, an easy fix to the solution of the weir, the breach in the weir. So I would like to see that included in it. Sure. I'm not a member of this committee, though.
Councillor Clark's not a member of the committee, so if somebody else wants to propose that.
It's just simple, you know, like gabion type caging, along with, you know, putting stones within a gabion cage. It's a simple solution which would solve the problem that we have at the minute with the obviously the weir is draining out, and it's causing a stench in the town.
Yeah, I think that's accepted. Well, Connor's saying, Willie, it's already within the recommendations.
Aye, right. Well, it wasn't very clear in the recommendations, right, sir?
It is in it.
Right.
Connor will just give you a quick response to that. Willie.
Dead on. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Clark. No, just referring to Section 2.3 of the report, where it really says council officers will continue to engage proactively with DFI Rivers and other stakeholders in relation to clarifying the ownership and responsibilities in relation to the weir. Hopefully that answers your query, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
So, the Is it proposed in respect? Was that a proposer if we have a seconder then?
Second.
I'm told that it has to be voted on, so can we do it with a show of hands rather than a name call? Is everybody in favour? In the chamber and online? Yeah, I'm not hearing any dissent voices then. So that's agreed. Then move on to item number 6, which Nead Murphy's going to take us through.
Thank you, Chair. Members, this paper is for decision and it provides an overview of the planned activity for last year against the Director Business Plan of 25-26 and presents the S&E Director Business Plan for 26-27. Members, I'm taking the report as read and go to the recommendations to consider and agree the assessment of the S&E Director Business Plan 25-26 and the Business Plan for 26-27. To take any questions. Thank you.
Anybody, any comments?
Sure.
Aye.
Just thanks very much, Sinead, for presenting the Director of Business Plan. So happy enough to propose and support what's set out in the paper. Thank you.
Then we're looking at a seconder then for that. Mr. Jackson, and you? Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you. I just want to say that this plan clearly shows the amount of work that's been undertaken in S&E, so thank you very much for this. It's a massive portfolio and you have the added extra layer of data consultation requirements to undertake as well, as so many have previously sat in limbo over the years. Through the action plan, there's a very clear drive to reduce the amount of waste produced at source rather than pick up the pieces afterwards. So just wanted to say thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. We're proposer and seconder. So we move on to the next item, and that's item number 7, which is a report and the notice of motion to Lisley Amend Shed. And Conor will take us through that.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to provide an update following a site meeting of members of the Council Sustainability Team with Lisley Amend Shed Group as a follow-up to the notice of motion received from Councillor McGuinness that was deferred from Council meeting on the 13th of April. In accordance with Standing Order 16.1.16, and requested at the S&E committee meeting on the 20th of May 2026. Just to note, really, that the Council's Head of Sustainability and Biodiversity Officer attended a site meeting on Friday the 22nd of May with members of the Slay Manshed at Camden Lake. I'm taking the rest of the report as read. Members are asked to note the update report and approve that officers continue to engage and support the Slay Manshed where possible with the project, and bring back a further report to the committee when appropriate. Thank you.
Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, happy enough to propose the recommendation of, you know, obviously noting that we've been given the update and approving further engagements with this group. I know them and they take things, you know, they're fairly professional, you know, in the way they approach things. But there's just one outstanding issue that I'm not too sure whether the Council has got to the bottom of it or not, and that's really the ownership of that, the commons, they call it, you know, that bit of land. I know council has acquired ownership of around the lake itself. This is across the road from the lake. It's a wee bit of commons, and I'm not too sure if that has been established yet or not. You know, so thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I don't believe that has been confirmed at this stage, but I'll take that away and come back to it. Sure, I can bring an update back to the next meeting on that. Thank you.
Councillor yeah. Young, then.
Thanks, Chair. Just we're very, very happy to support this. Reading the report, look, that very impressive plans. It's a wonderful project, and I would definitely like to visit because it just sounds like a fantastic space with a great group looking after it. It's really impressive. Thanks, Chair.
Councillor Young, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks, Chair, and I'm happy to support. I don't know why it's proposed or seconded, but I just commend everybody involved in their hard work so far to get this project underway. So, Manshed, and there's some organisations do a lot of good work, so I'm happy to support the recommendations that's outlined in the paper. So, well done, everybody, in this way.
I don't think we had a second or two years back on that. Sorry, okay. Fair enough. Okay, that's it. Move on to item number 8, which is bush shelters, and that's Conor again.
Thanks again, Chair. This report is for decision, and the purpose of the report is to seek approval for replacement and relocation of an existing bus shelter at Ballymacam Road in Spa, and the erection of two new bus shelters at Annacroy Road and Connaught. The report details the process and the cost required for the proposal. So therefore, recommendation that members approve the following, which is request to relocate and replace the existing shelter and spa and the erection of two new bus shelters on Annacroy Road to Connaught. And just a note in terms of resources, the bus shelter relocation and spa is 100% funded by the developer, and the two bus shelters in Connaught are funded via, they will be funded on approval via the capital programme. Thank you.
Councillor Brennan.
The ones at Connaught, I live 100 yards away from there. If we could have a look at Appendix 2, please, the wee map that's available. And I just want to show you, it's not just a case of giving the pupils or the travellers shelter, but there's a health and safety aspect involved as well. The little dot on the right there is situated within the car park of the church. If you look to the right of there, that's the straight down Annacloy. So the pupils are now waiting in their parents' cars, and they can now see the bus coming, and then they come out and go across the road to get the bus. It's a 40-mile-an-hour limit there, but I've been fighting for a sit there for years, ever since I joined the council, because it's a speed trap, and the cops are always on there with the cameras. So as well as the comfort for... There's roughly about 40 pupils a day either going to Ballynahint or going to Downpatrick on the other side. And one of the main reasons, I approached TransLink about 3 years ago to look at this, and the funding wasn't available. So now the council have looked at it, and I'm so glad to see it, because it was only a matter of time when you see kids running across the road in the rain. And I'd like to thank the council very much for bringing this forward.
Proposing that, Jim.
Happy to propose.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks, Mickey. First of all, I welcome the news that the bus shelters are going to be put in place, and I know yourself and myself and others have been lobbying hard to get this in place, so it's great to see, and I do support your concerns regarding speed, etc., and that stretch of the Annacroy Road near Holy Family, but hopefully the points will be taken on board and acted on, but I'm happy enough to second your proposal for the bus shelters at the Connaught and Ballymacarran. Well done. Thank you.
Councillor Lewis, online. Councillor Lewis, are you looking in?
I am, having my mic on, Chair. Sorry, that's my fault. Just to thank the team and thank the officers for the work that they've done on this. The movement of the bus shelter at the spa was actually a stipulation from a planning. From planning conditions, the planning report was out for that last year, and it's took almost a year to get us to this stage, which we're finally at the stage, and I do respect and thank the work that the officers have done. But just to sort of note that there's perhaps more like a more streamlined way that this potentially could be done if this situation ever was to arise again in the future. And just to note that the developer is willing to work with the council on the location of the new shelter there, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. That's that item finished with. Item number 9 then is Market Street Car Park, and Patrick and Connor's up again.
Thank you. This report is for decision. Purpose report is to seek member approval for the use of Market Street Car Park in Downpatrick during the FLA in June 2026. It's actually this Saturday. And the rally in Achille in July 2026. So taking the report as read, members are asked to note the contents of the report and approve the request for the use of Market Street car parks and the associated spaces in Downpatrick for the FLA Cool in June 26 and Rally Lochiel in July 2026. Thank you.
Councillor Andrews.
Happy to propose.
Councillor Campbell.
Thanks, sir. Can you hear me okay? The sound's coming in and out, yeah? I'm having a second, if nobody else has within the chamber. I'd just like to say to the department there, thanks for all this, because I know how contentious car parking spaces can be. Just to touch upon the rally Lake Hale, it's going to be a massive impact for the town, and it's something that the Regeneration Working Group here in Downpatrick have been working towards since March. And it's great to see that many other departments within council are actually working with each other to make this a reality. I know AHC are relinquishing the all-weather pitch and the left center car parks to support additional parking within the town. So it's great to see, and I just want to say to the officers, thanks. And it's good that all departments within council are working to move this forward for Downpatrick and for the people of Downpatrick. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. That's seconded by Councillor Campbell. That's that item dealt with. We then move on to item number 10, is the consultation from waste to worth. This is Sinead.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval for the Council's response to the consultation on the form or on from Waste to Worth Northern Ireland Waste Prevention Programme issued by DERA. The Department has published a Waste Prevention Programme for Northern Ireland setting out its strategic approach to reducing waste generation and supporting the transition to circular economy. Taking this paper as read, members are asked to approve the consultation response, which is attached in Appendix 1 on the DERA From Waste to Work Northern Ireland Waste Prevention Programme, and to note the potential future operational financial implications for the local government arising from the implementation of waste prevention and circular economy initiatives. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Sinead. Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. Welcome that report. Murdoch is in Murdoch Beach, it's in my DEA, and it receives an enormous amount of marine plastic pollution, as well as huge amounts of litter from leavers, parties and visitors. Just wanted to ask, are there any plans to increase funding to the National Trust to enable them for the cleaning of the Blue Flag Beach? Thank you.
Councillor O'Harlan.
I just wanted to welcome the report, and obviously you have noted the potential future operational implications, and I note you have the deposit return scheme commented on there as one of the propositions. Just to also note that there are a number of issues that have come up with that in the south where they already have that, and that have led to increased unforeseen costs. That is maybe something to consider as well as a future problem. While it's a good system and a good proposal, for unforeseen issues that came with it.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Andrews.
I read that there's a lot of points, Chair, and his wife has been included. The Constitution Act says that it's going to be submitted to the department. I know a point I think about often is the costs, etc., and he's going to pay for this. You know, there are valid points, indeed, central government, as we all know, would happy to pass the costs on to us, but it's a good consultation and an important one that we're happy to support.
Can I take it that the first two councillors proposed and seconded it then? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Councillor O'Hare, you're happy to second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mayor? Okay.
Councillor Riley, you're looking in?
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Chairman. On the issue of extended producer responsibility, you know, it's not given a cent. All the proposals from the department are pretty nebulous, in that there's no real structural aspect to it on how to recycle and gain from it. Sinead, I mentioned SPNR about income from waste, and you were going to get me figures on that. Were you able to take a look at it yet? Sinead,
through the chair, yes, I do have those figures. I'm just conscious that we're in open session at the moment, so I can respond to that when we get into closed session.
Yeah. Chairman, the reason I say that is there's some companies now, the likes of our green bin waste, anaerobic digestion can create energy that the council could use.
And I think really, if we're going to be serious about it, we're going to have to take a look at all those issues. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you. This programme's obviously, as Henry's kind of alluded to there, is obviously going to have to be data-led because every council area is different in their waste. There's also a form of transition to new ways of working, but we've no other choice. Because building and I do believe that building circular economy shouldn't be left to the council only. It will require everybody, including the community involved sector, who are already doing great work through repair cafes, men's sheds, and in Mourne we're seeing the very first hen shed. So just have two questions. On the response document on question three, it says existing curbside systems. Does that mean the frequency of collection will be impacted by the deposit return and producer responsibility, which then impacts on the second point, which is tonnage, which drops? And that's a good thing that it drops. But there has to be a transition in there in waste services. I don't think you'd find a single person who understands the logic of why our glass goes into the blue waste paper bin. So bearing in mind the transitions are going to have to be made, is there any consideration being given to bringing back standalone separate glass collections and or bottle banks? And the second question is, are council exploring other ways of making lithium batteries easier to return? Because they're very small and they don't go in any household receptacle, and people are throwing them into the black waste, and this could cause fires to break out in recycling centres, bin lorries, landfill sites, anywhere at all. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Just to advise Country on that, I will look at, find out if there's funding in the National Trust and an officer report back to you. In terms of Councillor O'Hare, we get regular updates on DRS and we will be taking that information on board, especially with our Southern colleagues. So thank you for highlighting those points.
Councillor Truesdale, I'll just come back to you in relation to your question around the DRS and the transition. So it is anticipated that the materials that are included within the deposit return scheme coming out of the our current curbside collections, for example, will have an impact on actually the material and the profile of our recycling waste streams going forward. So I suppose we're taking out a recycled stream that contributes to our percentage recycling, and that's being dealt with elsewhere. We will still have to achieve high recycling rates with the remaining waste stream. So that is something that we'll be looking at, and there's a lot of analysis going on in the background to inform, I suppose, future collection models and what that might look like. In relation to the separate glass collections, so currently, as you're aware, we have a commingled curbside collection, which includes glass with the other recyclates. It is processed through our contractor, and they are able to separate out that glass and get that recycled. We do have that reported back on our waste landfill returns in terms of our recycle rates. This links back in relation to our response to rethinking resources, which predominantly said as a council, with having a commingled collection, that you know there are a lot of considerations for us to take on board before we would look at changing the collection model going forward. Members will be aware that we do receive payments for the producer extended responsibility payment, and that there are a number of work streams that we are drawing up and bringing some resources in to look at our waste data modelling. So it is something that we bring forward and bring papers back in the coming months to members for consideration.
Thank you, Sinead. So we have a proposal and a seconder for that item, so we'll move on to the next one then, which is number 11, consultation response on proposed animal welfare policy, and Ms. Sinead.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval for the Council's response to the DARE public consultation on proposed animal welfare policy reforms in Northern Ireland. The consultation outlines a range of proposals aimed at strengthening welfare protection for companion animals, including the regulation of rescue and rehoming organisations, revisions to dog licence and feed restrictions on invasive training devices, and enhanced microchipping requirements. Members are asked to consider and approve the Council's response to the DARA consultation on proposed animal welfare policy reforms, and agree that the response attached in Appendix 1 be submitted to the Department on behalf of the Council within the required time frame, subject to ratification by Council. Thank you.
Thanks, Sinead. Any comments? If not, have we a proposer? Councillor O'Hara. Second, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you. We all know that the public feels very passionate about animal welfare and rightly expects Northern Ireland to have a high standard of protection. And it's really important that councils rise to the expectation and take on extra responsibilities or additional responsibilities. As has been said in the papers, we have a very small team of 4 dog wardens covering the district and sometimes seeing the very worst of humanity. We share, you know, animal welfare with ABC, but there's still huge rural areas to cover. In March 24, 624,000 was allocated from DARA to assist councils. DARA was allocated, the whole department was allocated, the worst budget settlements compared to any other departments in previous budgets. And it said it's not in a position to reinstate funding to district councils, which was ceased in 2023 in the absence of ministers. The report and your response outlines raising revenue by increasing the dog licence fee. Now, that's something that I do agree with that. I do think that that should be done. But as you've said on question 11, there's questions with just how much income that actually raises when you take into consideration concessionary fees and free licences. It's also proposing to allow councils to ensure the full cost recovering by charging for providing registration and issuing licences, which I also agree with that, and also, as you have said and agreed with, banning adverse training devices. And you've also rightly pointed out that this is cross-departmental. So just to end, it's a response, which is the point of a consultation. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. We have a proposal and a seconder, so that's that item dealt with. We move on to item number 12, which is the service level agreement for the delivery of services between councils and Drinking Water Inspectorate. Sinead again.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval for the SLA between Uring Moor and Down District Council and the Drinking Water Inspectorate for Northern Ireland in relation to services provided by the Environmental Health Department, as laid out in Appendix 1 of this report. The previous SLA with the Council and the Drinking Water Inspector was last updated in 2021. Members are requested to approve the service level agreements between Uring Moor and Down District Council and the Drinking Water Inspector for Northern Ireland in relation to services provided by the Council's Environmental Health Department, as outlined within the appendices of this report. Thank you.
Any comments? Councillor Murphy? Just to propose. Thank you. Seconder. Councillor Jackson. Thank you. No other comments? Anybody online? No. Thank you. We then move to the exempt items. So, this. Not on the exempt just yet. Item number 13 is the education and enforcement plan, and that's needed as well.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of this report is to present to Uring Moor and Down District Council's education and enforcement plan 2026 to 2029 and to seek committee approval for its implementation. The education and enforcement plan has been developed to provide a structured and measurable framework to improve enforcement outcomes across key environmental issues, including fly tipping, littering and dog fouling, alongside the promotion of recycling. It sets out a multi-year programme of work focused on enforcement, education, partnership working and the use of data and technology. The draft plan was considered at the SME Working Group in May 2026, where members reviewed and the proposed approach and supported the progression to committee for approval. Members are therefore asked to approve the implementation of the Education and Enforcement Plan 2026-29 and the proposed programme of actions across education, enforcement, technology and partnership working as outlined in the plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. Very much welcome this, and thanks to the officers for the huge amount of work that's gone into putting this together. And it's great to see that the focus of the plan is to use data and technology, and especially given the recent motions that have been brought by Councillors Howie and Councillor King. So, yeah, all very positive and very glad to see this. So, thank you.
Councillor O'Hara.
Yes, just to echo that, it's a very comprehensive plan, and thank you very much for all the work that went into that. I just had a question about the involvement of schools in the different competitions and programmes that you run as part of this, and I was wondering, is it equally spread across the entire district that schools are participating? You know, do you find you get a wide uptake in terms of participation in those events? And could it be broadened possibly even further? I'm speaking probably with a different hat on my head at the minute as someone who works in a school, and I'm just aware that there's a wide number of subjects within our secondary schools in particular that would be affected by these issues and would be interested, and I'm just curious to know, do you communicate with different subject areas, or is it all geography? You know, you might get a wider uptake if you have English departments involved and different departments that actually deal with these issues.
Councillor Andrews.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and welcome. I believe the education and awareness are
being within the track, but I'm happy to support the recommendations that are outlined.
Thank you.
Yeah, through the chair. So the interaction with schools then falls across both the sustainability section and the environment section. So just coming in to say that all schools are on our database that the education officers write to for the different programmes that we currently run. In terms of figures on uptake from that, from the various schools, I wouldn't have that to hand, and it's something that we can take a look at. In terms of what's proposed through the education and enforcement plan, we can take a look at what you're saying in terms of what might be a general piece for primary schools, but might need to be a focus to a department with schools. So we leave a look at a consultation piece around that before we roll it out.
Okay, that's nobody else online. Can I take it that the first two councillors are happy to propose and second to them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Councillor Young and Councillor O'Hara. Then move on to item number 14, environmental health, and that's Sinead again.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of this paper is to seek approval on the following: the Food Service Plan 2026-27, the Chemical Sampling Plan 2026-27, and the Food Sampling Policy. I would also like to update members on the outcome of the recent Food Standards Agency audit of approved premises, which recognised the professionalism, diligence and strong performance of the environmental health team, demonstrating their ability to deliver consistently high standards of food safety regulation under significant work pressures and providing assurance to members on the effectiveness of this critical public protection service. I would also like to update members on the results of the statistical return to the Food Standards Agency for Q3 and Q4, 2025-2026, which demonstrated a strong, sustained improvement in performance by Newry Morning Down District Council, with with the FSA assessing the council as having a low level of concern, which was the highest performance category. Members are asked to note and agree that the council adopt the Food Service Plan 2026-27, the Chemical Sampling Plan 2026-27, and the Food Sampling Policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Sinead. Any comments? If not, can I have a proposer and a seconder? Proposed, Councillor Brennan. Seconder, Councillor Hardick. Thank you. So, we then move on to items 15 to 23 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information on the public, may be by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Councillor Murphy, Councillor Jackson, thank you. I need to go ahead, thanks, Connor. Whilst in committee item number 15, Newry Market, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Young, to re-advertise an expression of interest for a third party to assist Council with the revitalisation of the Newry Market, and the charges for the Christmas Market remain the same, as detailed in section 2.4 of the officer's report. Item 16, business case for fleet replacement programme. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Jackson, to approve the recommended options within the fleet replacement business cases as detailed in sections 2.3 of the officer's report. Item 17, sustainability contract. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Jackson, to approve the award of the contracts as detailed in Appendix 1 and 2 of the officer's report. Item 18, business case, feminine hygiene contracts. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Young, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, to approve the recommendation of the business case as outlined in section 2.3 of the officer's report. Item 19, business case, ventilation and air conditioning. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Andrews, to approve the recommendation of the business case as outlined in section 2.2 of the officer's report. Item 20, waste management contracts. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hurkey, to approve the contract extensions as outlined in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 21, local authority deeds for closed landfill sites. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor Brennan, to approve Council entering into local authority performance deeds with the NI Environment Agency in respect of the Drumnakelly and Offnagum landfill sites to provide consent for the deeds to be signed, sealed in accordance with the Council's standing orders. It was further agreed to note that this is a statutory requirement to ensure compliance with PPC permit conditions and to support the ongoing management and aftercare obligations associated with these closed landfill sites. Item 22, action sheet and presentations from the S&E Working Group on Wednesday the 20th of May. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Hurdy to note the documents. And item 23, ARC 21, Joint Committee meeting in committee minutes of Thursday, the 30th of April 26th, and Joint Committee members' monthly bulletin held on the 20th of May 26th, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hurdy to note the documents. And the rest of the items on the agenda are for noting only, and if anybody's any issues on it, they can raise it with the officers after the meeting. And that the meeting. A proposer and a second. Proposer. Councillor Young, seconder. Councillor Jackson. And that's meeting concluded. Thank you, everyone.